Everybody ready? Call to order. The time is, what time is it? Pardon me? 6:03. I now call the Town of Castle Rock Historic Preservation meeting, May 7th, 2025 to order. Recording secretary, take roll call.
Board Member Thayer.
Here.
Board Member Vazani.
Here.
Board Member Aarons.
Present.
Board Member Warnke.
Present.
Board Member Hanash.
Here.
Vice Chair Plusinski.
Present.
Chair Lang. Town Council Liaison, Council Member Davis.
Yep.
And staff in attendance, Brad Boland.
Present.
And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
All members of the board are present. With any exception, the board member who's absent. Mr. Boland, has his meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Minutes for the April 2nd, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there is no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
I move to accept the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second.
It's been regularly moved and seconded. The board will now hear updates from Town Council Liaison Mayor Gray, who's not present now.
Do we want to do a roll call for the
Oh, roll call for the vote, sorry.
Yeah.
Roll call for the motion, please.
Board Member Thayer.
Aye.
Board Member Vazani.
Aye.
Board Member Aarons.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski.
Present.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, now moving on. The board will now hear updates from Town Council Liaison.
All right. We have a Peace Officers Memorial Day, which is April 15th, now on the board. We have a proclamation that was approved. Historic Preservation Month is May of 2025. That was approved yesterday. Or last month, April 15th, we have a lot of stuff getting built. We have a lot of buildings that are coming. Some of the things that they're trying to do is you guys have all heard Pine Canyon, right? So we've had a lot of complaints about open space and why didn't the town just buy it for open space? I did ask the town manager, what would it cost to buy that? And he said roughly $25 million. So we don't have $25 million. So as I think it's the Walker family and the Scott family own half and half of that parcel, that will be, they have the right to sell their land, but they're not selling it, they're developing it. So it looks like Pine Canyon is going to be split in two. There's 1,800 homes and a hotel spa that they want to put in there. We're trying to, as town council, we're trying to get them to annex into the town. I think we just got to that point last night that we approved everything to get them annexed in. I brought up that I don't want a hotel in the middle of a neighborhood. So we haven't seen a plan that they're building yet. So right now it's just annexing them in. If it was going to go through the Douglas County, it would have, they wanted their own water supply. They wanted their own sewage. It's literally right across the freeway from where they are. So we kind of wanted to annex them in. Plus all the street maintenance and all that stuff, the tax people, you know, that people that are going to live in that area are going to get taxed for using the roads. So, and if they were in Douglas County, they wouldn't be. So, that's going through. That's been good. Judge Thrower just got awarded as the judge for the town. He was also appointed as the local liquor license authority. So anybody that wants a liquor license, it's going to go through him as the judge. I think there was something brought up a few months ago that we might just try to get a town staff member to do that, but since Judge Thrower just got awarded, so he goes, yeah, I'll do that too. We got a couple of things that went off last night. There's something that they want to approve. It's all along Park Street, so all the industrial areas over by Wendy's and all that stuff, they're asking if they can make it into six-story apartment complexes. We're trying to make sure that it stays at no more than two stories. That is our industrial area, and we don't want six-story high-rises all over town. So have you guys heard about Rock Yard? So Rock Yard is going to be like nine buildings with a hotel. The first building next to the freeway is going to be a six-story, which we tried to make that lower, but that didn't happen. I brought it up that a six-story on a hill is going to look like a nine-story building, because the freeway is one story above Wilcox. That land is two stories above the freeway. So, but the one building that faces the railroad tracks is going to be the tallest one. Everything else is four stories. So we just approved the financing last night for the new rec center that they want to build. So have you guys heard about that one?
Yeah.
So there's this giant complex that they're going to build. It's an indoor facility. It's going to have an indoor track, four pools, I think pickleball and basketball courts, all sorts of stuff. They're going to have classes there for yoga and workouts and all that kind of stuff. It's phenomenal, really. It's huge. But we did find out that it's about $72 million to do that. But we should be able to pay it off in the next 35 years. So it might be 30.
Tunnel underneath?
Huh?
There's going to be access underneath, right? The interstate?
I'm sorry?
Oh, they're going to put access underneath from here to cross the line?
Yeah. So the main thing that all the infrastructure is going to be done by the builder. So they're going to widen, I forgot that street. I think it's Prairie Hawk.
Yeah.
So Prairie Hawk comes all the way from the movie theater. That's going to go straight ahead right into Plum Creek.
Yeah, drop down.
So they're going to widen that street. They're going to make the street nice. They're going to put a sidewalk on it. All the good infrastructure and drainage and all that stuff's going to go with it. And the builder is actually going to build the rec center. But part of the deal is all the infrastructure for that building is going to be done as part of the cost and the approval of doing all the other buildings.
Yeah.
So we're going to save a ton of money. And it's going to be a phenomenal They actually showed us a video of what it was going to be. My computer's not working. So that's probably not going to start. I mean, they've already started grading and stuff like that, but
yeah,
that's probably not going to be done for 2 years at least. We did bring up there's going to be another road that goes around that facility and go down to Plum Creek. So we've asked them to widen Plum Creek. And I think when Dawson's Trail, which is on the other side of Plum Creek, happens, they're going to land up widening it. They're going to try and do it all the way from the freeway all the way up to Coach Line. So that's the idea. Try to make that four lanes.
All the way to the turnabout they have there? Or the
and that roundabout?
Yeah, roundabout. There you go.
Yeah, they're going to, I think they're already working on, the engineers are already working on trying to make it wider. But since that's a new roundabout, it's kind of down the road.
Yeah.
There are talks with, I forgot the name of the plot that's next to that, between Rock Yard and the MAC. Somebody owns that, and they're trying to get with them about taking some of the land to widen the road as well. So that's coming. We approved last night for, let me find this one. They moved it. There's a hotel that's on Park Street, or it's right next to Guadalajara. Have you guys seen that one? So that's going to turn into a, that's I think 70 room. It used to be a hotel. Now it's going to be 24 condos for the IDD community, which is the disabilities folks. So they're going to make, I think the first floor is going to be yoga rooms and classrooms and offices and things like that. And then the second story is going to be nothing but apartments that all these folks can live there and learn independence and then actually go to class downstairs. So if they, we just approved to waive some of their fees. So that was cool to do that. Most of their parking is already done. The church that's next door is going to be a little bit combined with that. So that corner lot between those is right now it's just dirt, and they're going to make a bigger parking lot for the church, but it's also going to blend into that, to that area. And the biggest thing last night was home rule. So you guys know that we're a home rule town. So we have home rule. So Douglas County is going to try to get into home rule. I've talked to one of the other town council members up in Weld County that they actually like it that way. There's certain regulations that we can opt out of the state. So one of the things would be like COVID. We're not going to make everybody wear a mask. Other people did, little things like that. So we did ask a bunch of questions last night, and the Douglas County Commissioner was here, George Teal, along with his attorney, and it looks like it's going to be a ton of work, but completely worth it. So they're working on that, and as soon as they get all the paperwork done, I think it's June or July, they're going to put it on the ballot for a special election. So we can either vote for it or not. So right now it looks like, since we're a home rule town, it looks like we'd really push it to be a home rule county. So that's really it. Any questions?
Any questions?
Okay.
Mr. Boland? You're next, correct? Wait, did I miss something?
The board, yep.
Yeah.
We are doing historic preservation month.
There you go.
So yes, happy historic preservation month. Last night, town council did officially the proclamation. They have it in April, and then they actually do the proclamation. So I had some folks from the Historical Society attend it. So we have sent out our news announcements and social media, so that will continue through the month. We've got the poster graphics down on the sidewalks in various places, kind of similar to last year at the museum. I did do kind of a walk around downtown last week and kind of just looked at, okay, we have a summer or a spring kickoff poster. Okay, I'll go in and places that I knew that had areas for public posting. So I definitely did not hit every business in the downtown. But a lot of visible ones. I do have a bunch of posters still left, and I did leave posters each for you. If anybody else would like to go out and canvas more businesses, feel free to grab them. I also have the coloring book or coloring sheet for the restaurants. Since it's Mother's Day, I was going to go out by tomorrow and hand those out to various restaurants, seeing weekends and a lot of kids, so a good time to give those out. And then as far as the spring kickoff concert goes, so we are set up. Last year we were kind of under the pavilion. Now we're going to be kind of located on 2nd Street with all the rows of all the other vendors. So that'll be, I think, give us some more visibility. They have set up between 2:30 and 4 with the event ready. 4:30, and then the concert officially starts at 5. I plan on probably start set up about 3 o'clock. I think event set up ready time is a good time to kind of have folks there. I think people start arriving to the concert to get their spot. And then typically, I think last year we stayed till about 6:30, because once the music's been on for a little while, people kind of get settled and aren't really walking around, talking to folks. But that first kind of hour of opening act, people are still kind of walking around, getting beers, and taking a look at things. So more the merrier. If you're able to attend, that would be great. I'll have walking tour brochures. Very low key. A lot of people just gonna want to walk by all the vendors and see what they want to do. Last year we got a lot of positive feedback, especially about downtown and the historic aspects of it. I'll also follow up with an email with all the details probably next Wednesday to remind everybody. So that's the plan for that. And then one thing I wanted to let you guys know, so our communications manager took it upon herself to create basically an online walking tour. So we have it on the website, on our Historic Preservation Month website, but it's crgov.com/historywalks. So if you're familiar with kind of our paper copies of the walking tours, that's now online. We'll make that part of our normal website too moving forward. I think it's a really great addition. We'll probably work with the museum on getting up maybe some slips that have like a QR code. So I think a lot of people do like to have the paper out there, but I think it's also a nice option for people who don't want a piece of paper. So we'll also kind of update that. We realized we didn't have pictures for every single one of the properties. So at the very least, if we can't find a historical photo, we'll get a current photo up there. So that was a very pleasant surprise that she did that, and we had talked about doing that potentially. Does anybody have any questions for me for HP Month?
I think we're good.
I know the Historical Society is doing their scavenger hunt. I know when I was walking around with the posters, I actually saw a couple folks out there with the scavenger hunt already. So that was great to see. And then we'll start talking about next year. I know we talked about the light pole signs, so we'll start working on that. I also happened to, at the Downtown Alliance meeting, bump into somebody from the school district, and she told me she'd be a good contact, so I will start cultivating that contact to see if there's
anything in the school. Okay. Everybody good? Moving on to the design review board. Okay. Don't see anybody present for the Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum. Okay. Okay. Okay, we are moving fast. And everybody looks happy. All right, so got our upcoming meetings, June 4th and July 2nd. Okay. And then. Okay. And then how about quorum? Who's going to be present for these two meetings? Who's good? Are you sure you're going to be here?
I won't be here in the July one.
You won't be here in July? Okay.
I should be here.
You should be here? I'll be here if I get reelected. Okay. July 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is there anything, is there anything important coming up? Yeah. I mean, that the 2nd's close. I mean, what does everybody think?
I'll be here for both. I won't be here for June, but I'll be here for July.
You'll be here for, okay. Everybody else? Yeah, if we have to have one. Okay. That was too fast. I don't even know what to say. There's no 2-hour conversation.
No. Thank you guys for
Okay. That's it. Okay. The time is now 6:26. It's probably the quickest meeting we ever had. And we'll move to adjourn this meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Those notes right there. Okay, so let's have a roll call.
Board Member Thayer. Board Member Vazani.
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board Member Warnke.
Aye.
Board Member Hanash.
Aye.
Vice Chair Plusinski.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, that was fast.